Hey, everybody. Welcome to Everything Unscripted Podcast. This is the NFL Hard Hits. My co-host tonight is Cliff. How are you, Cliff?
I'm good.
What a week 14 it was. 1 o'clock games sucked, but before we get started and talk about even all this COVID craziness that might potentially make two teams forfeit games, but we'll get to that. Before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to Boxman Smart every Wednesday night on Mr.com/NerdSheetDudes. I'll be back and joining them this week. And then every Saturday for the Hollywood Hangouts at 9:30 p.m. on Mr.com/Hollywood-Hangouts. And then every Friday night, join us for the Unscripted Wrestling Show on blacktalkradio.com. That's every single Unscripted podcast. Tomorrow night, we'll be doing Armageddon 2000 with me, Daniel, and Doug. Are you coming on, Cliff?
Yeah, I'll be on.
Okay, cool. And Cliff. And then Saturday, join Daniel and Doug for the Unlimited show. I won't be on this week, so join them. They'll be doing Two and a Half Men retrospective, and then Sunday for Scaredy Cats with Mindy and Daniel. So with this COVID craziness going on, you said Tyler Lockett. It's on the COVID list now.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett. It's on the COVID list now. Baker Mayfield and a lot of coaches and players from the Browns are on COVID list, and along with the Washington football team players and coaches.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah, what were we going to say? Washington has – how many do they have? They have, like, only 42 active players, I think I heard. Last I heard, it was 42 active players, and the rumor going around is they might have to forfeit. Do the Browns might have to forfeit, too?
No, I think right now, what's his name, Chase Keaton is scheduled to start Saturday against the Raiders.
Oh, that's right. Their game is on Saturday. That's right. I forgot that. So their game is in two days, so... Wow. I didn't know the Browns had that many. Wow. And then Washington has a lot of players. Is Tyler Hinkby going to play?
I'm not sure. I know he didn't play Monday. I'm not sure. He's still questionable to play this weekend. I know the Rams running back, Henderson, he's out for another week.
Let me see who's on this COVID list for Washington. Do you know who's on the COVID list for Washington?
No, I do not.
Let me check. Would you be? I don't think they're going to forfeit. I think they're going to somehow play. But how do you feel about forfeit?
I mean, I feel that it's a bad time. You shouldn't forfeit. But then again, I realize why they made the forfeit rule, because of what happened last year. They don't want to be rescheduling games, flexing games out of pocket, calling teams to miss buys and all that other stuff. Now you're at the point that all the teams had their bye week, so you have no excuses.
Yep.
You had plenty of opportunities to go get this COVID shot. That's up to you. If you didn't, you can't force somebody to say to get the shot they don't want to.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think Juan Rivera is on the list because he got his shot. Washington only has two healthy tight ends, Ricky Sales Jr. and the rookie. It's top corner. Kendrell Fuller will miss Sunday because of the pretty weak place. Oh, wow. Two key receivers, McClain and JD. Wow, okay. I mean, JD, it's on concussion protocol. I think they're on the list because of protocol concussion. Cam Sims likely will be unavailable as well. He was put on the list. Curtis Sumpson who has been limited in practice, he's returned the past three games. No, did not practice. He was, and then Tyler said he'll play. So. Yeah, so some of them are not COVID related, but they have a lot of at only 42, I think, last I heard. It's crazy. Do you think they're gonna play or they're gonna forfeit? I think they're gonna play.
No, they're gonna play.
I think we would have heard something already. I think they would have canceled it. They would have already forfeit the game. We would have heard something already. I think it was just out there. But, and then other news, Urban Meyer got fired today.
I just lost 12:30 this morning.
Yep. Did they say he was taking over as interim? Is it Charlie Strong?
I do not know. I just know I got the alert last night how he got fired. It was all over Facebook.
Yeah, I think that's the first time he's gotten fired because he left Utah, went to Florida, left Florida, retired, went to Ohio State, and then got hired by the Jags. Yeah, so it's the first time he's been fired from a coaching job. Well, rumors are circling that maybe Doug Peterson would go there. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I think he would fit well there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the games. How about the? Cause some of the games are. Let's talk about the Dallas game. Did you catch any of this Dallas game?
No, I didn't bother watching. No, that's one thing. The game I refuse to watch. To tell you the truth, that game didn't catch my eye.
Yeah.
I'm not watching Dallas.
Dallas. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it wasn't going to catch my eye. I knew that they were going to win, even though they still knew it blew the game.
Yeah, I know. Which is funny. I mean, I didn't really watch it because I watched Red Zone myself. They were up. What were they up? They were up like 27-3 or something. They were up 24-0 at halftime. I think they were up 27-0 at one point. And then Washington came storming back. They scored a touchdown on a pick six. Did they recover an onside kick after that? I forgot. I think they recovered an onside kick. Did they? I think they recovered an onside kick after they got the pick six.
Yeah, he did.
And then they threw an interception to end the game, and Dallas survived 27-20. What game caught your eye you want to talk about?
Let's talk about, the falling out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. pitching that Thursday night game?
Yeah, I did. That was crazy.
Nope.
I mean, I didn't watch the first half because it was a blowout, and then I turned it fourth quarter. All of a sudden, it's a game, so I watched it.
Yeah, it was
so,
really bad. A 29. I was worse for pride of the Steelers. I mean, I think it's time. You think it's time for Big Ben to hang it up? Is the Steelers not like the Steelers of like everybody used to be?
I think. I mean, he's had his moments this year. I mean, the game against Chargers on Sunday Night Football, that was a great game. That showed flashes of his old Ben. I thought that was pretty cool. But this year he's been not the same besides that one game, maybe one or two games this year. Other than that, I think he needs to retire. I think it's time for the Steelers to move on, to get a new franchise quarterback. Now, do you think it's time for Mike Tomlin to go? To start over, to start fresh with a new quarterback, new coach?
I mean, I don't want to see him go. I understand why you let him go, just so you get that fresh start.
Or do you do what New England did, just get a new quarterback, and then groom under Mike Tomlin like Matt Jones is?
But the truth, I think it's more what you'll do or whatever you think, what Mike Tomlin wants. I mean, like, to tell you the truth, this is probably the first. Technically, Steelers haven't had a losing record since Mike Tomlin took over.
Yeah.
He needs to win two games to clinch to keep that trend going.
Isn't it the same thing with Pete Carroll, too? Seattle's on a.
They had a losing record before.
Okay. I thought there's a record that they hadn't had a losing record since Wilson took over. Or missed a play. I thought I saw that. But, yeah, I think they keep Mike Tomlin. The Steelers are not known for letting go coaches. So, I think they keep Tomlin. You think they're one of the teams that go after Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers if Ben retires?
Probably, depending on who they want.
I still think Aaron Rodgers going out west. Probably California. Probably San Francisco if the 49ers want to move on from Jimmy. But he's actually been playing well. So, I don't know. Russ is different. I don't know. I could see him in New York. I could see him in Philly. I could see him in Washington. I could see him in Pittsburgh. I think Russ is more likely to go to Pittsburgh than Aaron Rodgers. Who knows? It's going to be an interesting offseason to see where Russell and Aaron go. But Aaron's going after the Super Bowl, so I don't think he cares right now. What else caught your eye? I mean, what do you think of that? Do you see that Claypool cost them like 20 seconds off the clock? They could have won that game.
Oh, yeah.
And we tied the game.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's crazy that he cost them about 20 seconds or even more.
Yeah, that's one reason why I think Blake Tomlin needs to go. Not because of that. I just think the players are just not the same. I mean, the players are all in it for themselves now. It seems like it's not the same as what it used to be, a brotherhood.
Especially in Pittsburgh. I think that's all around the NFL, too. But What else caught your eye? The Browns and Ravens. Did you catch this?
I saw highlights of it. Of course, it's towards the end when the because Washington can't, they kicked the Chiefs off TV.
Oh yeah. This game was interesting too. Browns had a big lead and the Ravens came back and almost tied it. And this is without Lamar. Lamar got injured in the second quarter, I think.
Yeah.
This was an okay game. The Browns dominated for the most part, but the Ravens came storming back like they usually do. They've done that all season. I don't think they're as good as people think, but their defense kept them in the game. Not much to say about the Chiefs and Raiders. The Chiefs dominated that game from start to finish, which is who they played tonight. So, you think the Chiefs are the favorite in the AFC now, or?
I think now they're starting to look like the Chiefs are old.
Yeah.
But they're still missing.
I think. They're still. What were you saying?
They're starting to look like the Chiefs are old.
Yeah. And I think we're going to see how they do tonight because this is a very big game tonight. Chargers win. Chargers are in control of that division. Chiefs win. Chiefs are in control of that division. So this is basically for the division tonight. With three games left after today. The winner of this is likely to win the division. We'll talk about that more about that when we get to our picks, but the Saints and Jets, not much to talk about. The Titans shut out the Jags. How about this 49ers game? What do you think of the 49ers and how they've been playing lately?
I thought it was amazing. I mean, from start to finish, the 49ers jumped on early with the Bengals coming back to tie it, even take the lead in overtime. But that last drive by the 49ers in overtime that led to that go-ahead touchdown was quite amazing.
Yep.
George Kittle, second game in a row, over 150 yards receiving and a touchdown.
Yep, he's the best tight end in football, in my opinion. He's a beast. What has happened to the Bengals? The Bengals are so iffy. They win 1 week and then they blow out one team and then next week they get blown out themselves. Or now they've lost two straight, I think. And they're still in that division race. Who do you think is going to win that division? I think the Bengals somehow win it.
Yeah, I think if the Ravens don't stay healthy, and I don't think because Lamar is questionable to play this week, I think the Bengals can. I even think, to tell you the truth, the Browns can. And sadly to say, the Steelers can win it too.
Yeah, and the Steelers are still in it. Even though people think they're out, they're still in it. And they have that Ravens game, the last game of the season. Which could decide. And then Browns and Bengals played each other last game, right?
Yeah.
One of them is going to be flexed to Sunday night. I don't know which one, but they haven't flexed any games this year yet, have they?
Yes, they have.
They did?
Yeah.
Which one did they flex?
Broncos, Chiefs. The Broncos Chiefs were ones that they flexed Sunday a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
When they played on Sunday,
I didn't know
that was a flex game.
Okay. What was taken out, you remember?
I do not remember.
I didn't know that. Wow. How about this Bills and Buccaneers? The Bills coming back from the dead and almost pulling off the upset. A lot of bad calls at the end, especially the two PIs that one was called against the Bills, one was not called against the Buccaneers. What do you think? Do they have called the Buccaneers PI?
Probably they should have. Well, I don't know. It's like a 50-50 call to not me.
Yeah. And then the Bills want PI, which was, I don't know. Do you think that was 50-50 too?
Probably.
More than
likely.
Both, you should have just kept it either both PIs or no PIs. But, yeah, that was a crazy ending. Bills could have won that game. That last touchdown, Bernard Pierman, that was actually amazing. Bills are need to win this week in order to stay pat with the Patriots for that division. At this point, I don't know who's going to win that division. If the Bills can go on and can win the last four games and Patriots lose to the Colts, they can still win that division. Or do you think the Bills are out of that division race and the Patriots going to win?
I think the Bills are still in it. They are too. And much as I have faith in Bill Belichick, I just don't have more that faith in Matt Jones. I just can't see a rookie winning that division.
Yeah. And the Patriots are due to come back to earth a little bit, maybe this week. What else?
We got Jonathan
Broncos.
Taylor,
so. Exactly. It's going to be a good game on Sunday, Saturday Night Football. The Broncos beat the Lions. RIP to Demaryius Thomas. He passed away last Thursday. Rest in peace to him. It was an emotional game for that team. There were some players that played with him. So, yeah, and they did what they demolished the Lions 38-10. The Chargers beat the Giants without Daniel Jones. The game tonight for first place. So, and then the Bears and Packers. Did you catch this game? This was actually pretty good game.
Yeah. It turned out to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, better than everybody thought. What do you think of the Bears? I mean, I think Justin Fields is going to be a star in this league. He looks good. But they got two lucky touchdowns, I think. One was by the same person, I think. That kick return was amazing.
Amazing and crazy at the same time. Not many people return a punt return 97 yards.
Yeah, the way he did. Nobody could tackle him. Do you think the Packers are the best team in the NFC right now?
I don't know. I mean, the defense is starting to come together. The offense, it's more of the defense. They're more suspect to anything like that. I'm worried about when it comes to the Packers.
I'm not worried about their offense because they have Aaron Rodgers, they have Devontae Adams, they have two good running backs, probably the best 1-2 punch in football, Jones and, what's his name? Shoot. I forgot his name, though. Dylan and Jones, probably the best 1-2 punch. Dylan's starting to get more carries, more than Jones now. He's starting to be the main back there. I think next year he might be the main back there. Might see Aaron Jones, maybe. I don't know if he would stay, but I think Aaron Dillon is, I mean, not Aaron Dillon. I mean, Dillon is, A.J. Dillon is going to be the future of the Packers running game. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's still Aaron Jones' job. We all know this, that the Packers are going where Rodgers go. If Rodgers decides not to stay, we all know Devontae Adams said he don't want to play there.
Yeah, this is the last hurrah for the Packers. With Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, and Aaron Rodgers. This is it for them. If Aaron Rodgers leaves. Devontae leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones probably stays, but this is the last hurrah. This is it. I think they can get to the Super Bowl. I think the path goes to Lambeau Field like it did last year, but I think this year Aaron Rodgers finally gets over the hump again and gets to the Super Bowl, I hope. And then I don't know if they win, but that's when they get there. They haven't been there since they beat Pittsburgh, but yeah. What else? Oh, the Monday night game. What do you think of the Monday night game? That was crazy. That was a great Monday night game,
yeah.
Too.
That was a crazy game, put it that way.
Yeah.
That Rams defense showed out to play, and I think I was more impressed with the Rams defense than anything else, knowing that it was down to the defensive players they did not have.
Yeah. They needed the game. They needed to win more than the Cardinals. Cardinals are still leading the division. So I wouldn't say the Cardinals, I guess they could afford to lose, but they couldn't because they had to stick with they had to stay pace with the Packers, but now they're not. But who knows how that will end. I think the Packers and Cardinals finish 1-2. And probably Tampa Bay and Cowboys are 3-4. And the Wild Cards are up. And the Rams are 5. And then 6-7 are up for F. I think those 5 are locked for the playoffs, those 5 teams. Do you think those 5 teams are locked for the playoffs? I don't see any of them missing at this point.
Hey, to tell you the truth, as you say, everybody's a lock. I mean, technically, we only have three eliminations for playoff race.
Yeah.
The Lions, the Jets, and the Jets.
Yeah, they're eliminated.
And the Cowboys can lock it up with a win. A win and an Eagles win, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, because Washington, yeah. Yeah, so who else? Anybody else can clinch this week besides the Cowboys? Let's see. There's no other division that pretty much a wrap besides maybe Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay can maybe clinch this week as far as playoffs. But nobody has clinched a playoff spot yet, right? Officially.
Right. LA officially clinched a playoff spot yet.
I think those five are a lock, but unofficially locked. And then AFC is different because it's so bunched together. You got the Patriots and Bills fighting for it. You got all four teams in the North. Still in it with the Titans, right? No, because the Titans won both games.
Titans pretty much.
Yeah. That's still clumped together. And then the West will probably be decided tonight. So, you have any more thoughts on the games this week? It was uneventful, but there were some games that were pretty good. The end of the Vikings game, the two Monday night and Sunday night game were good. And then the Bills and Buccaneers and Bengals and San Francisco. Other than that, it was just all blowouts.
Yeah.
Who's my MVP of the week? Let's see. I'm going to say Aaron Donald in the Rams defense.
I'm going to go with George Kittle.
Good choice. My team of the week, I'm going to go back to the Rams. They needed to win this game. They found a way to win this game on the road without Jalen Ramsey, without Henderson, and obviously without Robert Woods, who's out for the season. And who else were they missing? They were missing somebody else, I forgot. But they had some players out, and they found a way to go into Arizona and beat one of the best teams in the NFL in their home stadium. So, yeah, I'm going to say the LA Rams are my team of the week.
All right. I want to go with Kansas City for mine. And that's because I think Kansas City is starting to come around and become a team that everybody wanted them to see from the start of the season.
I think it's better that they didn't, that they're finishing strong, because now they're going to the playoffs stronger because they're doing the opposite with the Bills, because the Bills started strong and the Chiefs started weak. Now the Bills are sort of fading a little bit in a way. So in that way, the Chiefs are doing the opposite with the Bills. And we'll see what happens. We'll start today. With that said, Chiefs and Chargers tonight on prime time, Thursday night football. This is basically for first place, probably for the division. If the Chargers win, they're in first place with a two-game lead, basically, because they win the tiebreaker. Two-game lead, but they own the tiebreaker. If the Chiefs win, they're up two games. So I'm taking the Chiefs to get revenge on Thursday night football. I think it's going to be a great game. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs to win, too.
I think, I don't know if it's going to be a shootout per se, but I think it's going to be some good defense by the Chiefs and Chargers, but some good offensive plays from the Chiefs. Somebody can have a big game, maybe either Travis Kelce or Keenan Allen is back this week, so one of them can have a big game. Saturday. We have a Saturday night game this week. And next week, right? Saturday game next week, too. We started out with the Raiders and Browns. from Cleveland. As we said earlier, Cleveland's going to be out, missing their starting quarterback and several other players and coaches and staff. I'm still going to take Cleveland here because they're at home and I think they need to win more because they're still in the division race. I think the Raiders are fading away fast. So I'm taking Cleveland.
I'm going to disagree and I want to take the Raiders to win.
And then Saturday Night Football on NFL Network is Mac Jones and the Patriots traveling to Indianapolis to face Carson Wentz and the Colts. I think this is where the Patriots finally lose and end their streak. Defense shows up and gets to Mac Jones, and the Colts win this close one. Because of Jonathan Taylor.
I think the Colts will win mainly just because of their run game and defense.
Yep. Yeah, I think Taylor had a big game. Sunday, we have the Bills and Panthers. The Bills need to win to stay pace with the Patriots for their showdown next week, the rematch next week. So I'm taking the Bills.
And I'm taking the Bills to win.
Cardinals and Lions. Cardinals are the best road team in the NFL. They're 7-0. I don't see them losing. I expect them to bounce back and get the win here and make a statement, per se.
Yeah, Cardinals are a dangerous road team. Most of them.
Yeah. It's weird.
So I want to take the Cardinals and win.
Yep. Jets and Dolphins. I'm going to take the Dolphins here. Somehow the Dolphins are 6-7, just like us. They started winning when we started winning. It's so weird that they started winning as soon as we started winning. But I'm taking the Dolphins here.
Yeah, I want to take the Dolphins. As much as I want to lose, I want to take them to win.
Texans and Jags, the new look Jags with a new coach. I'm going to take the Texans here.
Yeah. It should blow them out.
Yeah. Exactly. The Eagles in Washington. I'm taking Washington. I'm taking the Eagles here.
Yeah. Eagles.
What else? Cowboys and Giants. I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't see the Giants putting a fight in this game.
Nope. And it's in the Meadowlands, right?
Yeah.
Steelers and Titans. I'm going to say Steelers.
I want to say Titans.
I think this is Steelers type win here. I don't know why, but for some reason they always play good against these teams. Bengals and Broncos. I'm taking the Bengals.
I got the Broncos.
49ers and Falcons. Taking the Niners.
I really agree.
Seahawks and Rams. I think this might be a letdown spot for the Rams. So I'm taking the Seahawks.
I'm taking the Rams.
Packers and Ravens. I'm taking the Pack. Especially if Mara's out.
I am working to take. Yeah, I'm taking the Packers to win.
Sunday Night Football, Tom Brady versus the Saints. No, Drew Reed. I'm taking the Buccaneers, obviously.
Yeah, I think Buccaneers will avenge their last loss to the Saints and win.
Exactly. And the Vikings and Bears, I'm taking the Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings.
With that said, thank you, Clarence, for coming on. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night for the Unscripted Wrestling Show for Armageddon 2000, Hell in a Cell, the Six Man Hell in a Cell, which I think it's classic. I can't wait to talk about it. And we'll see you next week for Hard Hits. Thank you, Clarence.
Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
There.
Later.
Is young Happy Gilmore nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the stand, playing like he really wants that jacket. Happy Gilmore answers right back with a birdie. Happy